Praise the Lord. Happy to be out this evening. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Go before you in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for one more day you've given us, Lord, upon this earth. Lord, to sing your praises, Lord, and to come to hear thy word. Lord, you've been so gracious to us, Lord. We appreciate every opportunity we can together. Lord, we appreciate each and every one of our brothers and sisters, Lord, of like precious faith. Lord, we are blessed people to have each other. Lord, we just ask you to have your way in this service. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. Precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. You may be seated. We turn to page 6 in our Only Believe. Oh, how I love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. And
same book.
Victory in Jesus. Amen. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His mercy, of His precious blood's atonement, and I repented of my sin and wandered victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He Just like the word, it's inspired if you get the revelation of these songs. Amen. Amen. It just strikes your heart. Amen. Love these old songs that people wrote with inspiration. Amen. It really struck their heart. If you listen to the words, it really struck their heart. Something they was assured of. Amen. We can get that same revelation, these songs. We can sing them over and over and over, and they still got a jubilee in our hearts. Amen. Amen. Love to sit and just read through them sometimes. It really strikes your heart. I'd go back to page 8. Same book. Oh, I want to see Him. Amen. As I journey through the land, singing as I go home. Safely keep. Amen. And he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Amen. Amen. You feel that way? Amen. Without him, where would we be, saints? Every day you get up and he just seems to make everything work out just right. Regardless what the situation is. Amen. Can you wait to see him? Thank him. Amen. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Paul, you mind taking up the offering again? Amen. Yeah, brother.
Lord Jesus, Son, and Father, I just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the blessings you've blessed us with this day, Lord Jesus, and being here with us with all the body of the phone lines, Lord Jesus, we can serve you. Father, just pray, just bless our lives now, Lord Jesus, and hear this word, Lord, you need to speak to us this day, Lord Jesus, and as we receive his tithes and offerings, Lord Jesus.
Amen. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven. Shouting victory. I'm on seated. Anyone have a song special? Anyone at all got a song burning on their heart? Amen. Boy, we should have a lot of songs burning on our heart, saints. Amen. Surely we sing every day to Him. Amen. I sing every day something to Him. Amen. You got something on your heart at all? Number 15. You know, saints, if you got a song on your heart, if we have to sing it 15 times, that's one of our hearts. We got to give it back to Him. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I sing the same song over and over every day because that's what's real to me. That's what He's done for me. If it means that to you, raise your hand. I want to sing it again tonight. I want to sing it tomorrow night. As long as you do it from the bottom of your heart, God knows all about it. Amen. Who am I? When I think of how He came so far. that sticks out to me came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I. Sometimes I do feel so low, but I am so thankful that he thought of me above all. Amen. At this time, we ask our pastor to come and deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart. Amen. Open your heart, saints. Stay hungry for what the Lord has for us. Let's sing that little chorus, Footprints of Jesus. Footprints of Jesus, leading the
heads again for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you again this evening, realizing again it's an act of grace, Lord, and mercy that allows us to be here and is placed within us, Lord, that burning desire, Lord, being able to receive the word for this day and have that longing in our heart to be exactly what you want us to be. So we ask now again that you would speak to our hearts through the word. And Father, open each one of our hearts and our thoughts may they be cleared before you. That again these precious words can speak to us and draw us closer to thee. Realizing, Lord, again, we're running out of time. And time, Lord, will finally come to the point to where you'll call people home. And we're looking forward for that, Lord. We're not planning on making this world our home. But Lord, we've got a heavenly home waiting on us. We trust, Lord, you'll help us to find that place, Lord, that where you can do whatever you want to do with us, that we may glorify you. In your holy, precious name, we ask now that you'd speak to us through the word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Just read real quickly before we sit down. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this great mystery, this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. May God bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Amen. We want to get right back in where we left off this morning, and I'd like to refresh our minds first to St. John 14, just a couple verses there. I'll try my best not to hold you too long this evening. I know Paul and Heather, they've got a long way to go back home, and you got to get up and go to work in the morning and different things. And we don't intend to try to hold people long. It's just sometimes you just can't get it all out, you know, what's on your heart. But we find here in the 17th verse again of St. John 14, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Just think of that. See, God knew before the world was ever formed who would receive and who wouldn't. But Just think of how many can't receive. And by grace, if you do, and you can, my, how wonderful that is. They said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. Brother Branham's talked that or said that scripture so many times. And I just love the way he said it. But ye know him. He had that sweet, precious way how he said that. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. That's these next, these next few words. But ye see me. Just think of that. But ye see me. Think how precious that is. How are we going to see him? How are we going to perceive and understand and know that he's there in us? Because he will vindicate his life through us. You see? All right? He will manifest his life through us. Okay? And he says, but ye see me, because I live, ye live also. You really think about that? Because I live, ye live also. If he didn't live, neither would we. But because he lives, we live also. Because it is in us that lives. Remember, as the Apostle Paul said, I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. And just think of that scripture too, is what Paul, Apostle Paul said, and with what again we want to move into this evening. And just, as I said, just let the Holy Spirit open your heart to it. You know, words are just words unless the Holy Ghost reveals it to you. And, you know, I know that sometimes that's so hard to get through to people that has heard message after message after message after message. Heard so many things and read so much of the Word. But unless the Holy Ghost reveals it, it is absolutely just words. Now, many of you are old enough to know and have experienced enough and seen enough in life of people that has come and gone. You know, once they were all excited about receiving it, as supposedly received. All excited about because they found something new, something to get it out of the bondage of their denomination or some kind of creed they was under. So excited, so happy about it, and they never see it live. Never see it manifest. And you think, what's happening? What's going on, you know? Why can't people see it? But remember, I quoted it this morning, as Jesus said, when he was talking to his disciples, it wasn't given to them to know the mystery of the kingdom. And there's this great mystery to the Gentile, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. How could really, seriously, an individual that really knew Christ lived in them and then not express Christ? Still be all tangled up in things of the world, and their thinking all tangled up in things of the world, and built on material things and what they can gain and this, that, and the other, and can't stay away from entertainments and different things, or wearing the right things, you know. I've seen a time, and you know too, friends, this is the same as I do. Many of us move through an era of time, an era of time of where it just seemed like, regardless how much the word was preached, there was people just couldn't even wear the right clothes. I mean, just couldn't do it. They couldn't get away. There was people just couldn't get away from worldly slang. People just couldn't be holy, think holy, do holy. Just couldn't do it. And hear the word, and hear the word, and hear the word. And this is no different. If we can't really receive something from God, or the Holy Spirit can really get it down on the inside by revelation and tear it out of the intellectual realm and get it by the Holy Ghost down on the inside. This, what I'm talking about right now, is just going to be words. We'll go if the Lord should tarry now. We may go and come along January, February, and still no more be minded of Him, every action being declared for us than what we was before. Even mentioned it again. Do you realize how that can happen so easily? You totally forget about it was ever talked about. And then our actions just continue to go on, and they no more Christ the Word than anything. Realize how easy that is. How easy that happens. Because it's happened many years and many other different things down through the years with different people that's following this message. Doesn't mean anything, you see. But I'm trusting that as we hear it this time, something will stir on the inside. And we'll begin, if we are not getting it, at least we'll have the desire to get in and study it. Pray about it. Cry out to God. Lord, I am here for a purpose. If we would just get it in our head, by faith, and get it down in the heart, the head I'm talking about, the mind of thoughts, the womb, which is the womb of the soul, if we can just get it through that and get the Holy Ghost to get it down on the inside and get it revealed to me, that we're not American citizens. We were not born to have families. We were not born to have jobs. We were not born to raise children. No. We were born for this Word to be made manifest through that. And then by that, of course, we'll have children, we'll have jobs, we'll have families, and these things come along with it. But that's not why we were born here. That's not why we're here sitting here tonight. That I can get up and leave out here and go to my job tomorrow and make some money and buy groceries and keep a roof over my head. That is not why we were sent here. Not even close to it. That just comes with why God sent us here, a very real purpose. You see? The purpose we were born for and sent here is for Jesus Christ to live and express Himself through us. No other reason. Now, if we've got in mind that we're born here to have all this stuff and to just have our minds on it, our desires built all up around it, and then try to come in and follow, try to act like a Christian, try to be a Christian, try to live a Christian life, we've got it twisted around. Terribly. Terribly. We are here for one purpose. Jesus Christ to express Himself. Then everything else comes in second, third, fourth, whatever. See? But we're here for that purpose. But that's what's wrong with a lot of people. They got their priorities in the wrong place because of the lack of revelation. And this life is still the most important to us as far as living for flesh, living for the material things, living for pleasures, things flesh can do. That's our main goal too many times. But God has another purpose for us, if we'll only recognize it. See? And we should be able to look back and see what those people in the past ages gone by, those apostles and men of faith, what they did. As I said, you know, I mean, this last days of Pentecost, 50s, 60s, 40s, right there, and even earlier than that, when it started on Zuzu Street, is so much different than what our priorities are today. The priorities then was being in church, excited, watching, looking for God to move. What He wanted done next. My, it sure ain't people's priorities today. No. We are so slack compared to what it was even in the 40s and 50s as far as priorities. But we have a lot more material things. Better jobs. Make more money. More opportunities, more things to have pleasures with. Yeah. Everything's more luxury. And it has crept in like a terrible killing lion. And it devours and destroys many people because they can't handle life in general. But material things, jobs, families, homes, they can't handle it. It swallows them so easily. Compare today, if you run the statistics on it, of how many people have savings compared to then, even 50 years ago. Poor people supposedly have savings. Yeah. Poor people supposedly have way more than many had then, especially back in the Depression. Yeah. But back in those times, people really, really leaned on God. They really did. They really trusted in God. They knew only God could help. But today we lean upon our job, a bank, a credit card, or some other source. Or the government giving out money. All kinds of things. Welfares. And nothing wrong with those things. But it's so easy to lean upon them. It's so easy to lean on doctors. There wasn't used to be that many doctors. There wasn't very many that went around. Now they're everywhere. And they specialize in this and they specialize in that, and there's all kinds of specialists. And it's so easy. And nothing wrong with doctors. But just how Satan's civilization has overwhelmed us and it's trapping us to be people that God don't want us to be. Just a little bit of warning. Be careful. Because there's plenty of things to swallow you. What happened to those that stood against God when Moses came down? They were swallowed up with the world. And the earth swallowed them. Yeah. And the same thing will happen today. If you're swallowed up with this earthly life, hell's going to swallow you up. But it catches us off guard so easily. We get so dependent on it. So now listen again what I want to read here. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye live also. Again, how are we going to do that? How will that happen? Because he will manifest himself to us. That's where we'll read the next verse too. We'll go ahead and read it. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now just think of what he's saying here again. Let me just draw our attention back to it again. In that day you'll know. It won't be no guesswork. It ain't going to be this hope thing. It ain't even going to be this trust thing. It's going to be you know thing. You know. You absolutely know that he's in you. Can I know that by, again, as we talked about last Sunday, can I know that by saying I believe? Can I know that by saying I trust him? Can I know that by saying I sure hope he is? No. The only way we're going to know it is if we see him live through us. People can say all kinds of things with their lips that I am and this, as we said the other day, or a few days ago. You know, and I got this, and I get this, that, and the other. We talked about this morning a little bit. But one thing about it, for him to live through us, he's the only one who can do that. Because we can't do it in ourselves. Impossible. It's impossible for any of us in ourselves to live these things we're reading on, even tonight. It's impossible. So if you think we're going to try to do this on our own, and I'm going to handle this, and I can do this, you just might as well forget it. Because it will never happen, as long as it's you. But when it's Christ in us doing it, now it's going to get done. That's maybe why the Holy Ghost took us back a few weeks ago, or maybe a couple months or so ago, about this Holy Ghost. And really knowing what the new birth is. Because I can kind of see now what's working into and what's going to express. You see. And back then we may have thought, oh, praise God, you know, I got it, you know. One thing about it, we're moving into time now that you're going to know you got it or you know you ain't got it. Yeah. And hopefully it'll be, you know you got it. Because, friends, you can't come up to that last moment when the saints begin to disappear. Yeah. And say, oh, no. Have I got it or not? What's happened? What happened to old George over there? He's gone. Well, where's he at? Oh, mother's gone. What happened to her? Where'd she go? I'm afraid it'll be too late then, friends. Yeah. So now we have this opportunity to get ready. So we find God's going to do this by a very special thing, in a very special way. Let's talk about this here a little bit. In the Church Age book, I first want to read on page 33. He says, now you can see that you can't base interpretation upon students' profound knowledge of the language of the Bible that's written in. Okay? But if you still can't see that because you're veiled in your mind by tradition, here is one last illustration. No one can doubt but what the scribes and Pharisees and great scholars of the year 33 AD knew exact laws of grammar and the exact meanings of the words in which the Old Testament was written. But for all their superb knowledge, they missed. Listen what they missed. They missed the revelation of God's promised word manifested in the Son. I hope we aren't missing the true revelation of this Christ, Son of God, manifested in the bride. Towards true to Christ in them. Now they missed it then. These Pharisees, Sadducees, these great knowledgeable people had a great knowledge of it. Great knowledge of the Old Testament. About the Messiah that's come and so forth. They knew all these things, had a great knowledge of it. But they missed the revelation of it. Look what a superb knowledge we can have of this message. And you see it happen. They get a superb knowledge of it. They've read it, they've studied it day and night. And you find people that's done that, studied it day and night, and have a superb knowledge of it. And yet you couldn't see no life. When it comes to the trials of life, they'd fail. Come to the same trial of life, not even a different one, and they fail. Come to another, same trial of life, they fail. Yet have a superb knowledge of the Word of God. There's very few of us sitting in here that doesn't have quite a bit of knowledge of the Word of God. Yeah. But are we receiving the revelation of the power of this Christ being in us and manifesting Himself? Okay? But for all their superb knowledge, they missed the revelation of God's promised word manifested in the Son. There He was set forth from Genesis to Malachi with whole chapters devoted to Him and His ministry. And yet, except for a few who were illuminated by the Spirit, they missed Him entirely. Think of this message, friends. How it has been illuminated so great, and how few are really catching the reality of it. Of Christ really being in them. Does all this, we'll call it so-called bride, does all this so-called bride that's walking all over the earth today, have they really come to recognition that Christ is in them? Does their lives really prove it? Does our lives really prove it? That Christ is in us. When we can get so sidetracked so easily with so many things in life, we can get our thoughts, our thinking, get clear off the line of what God's wanting us to think. Because He told us we would have the mind of Christ. But yet we get our thoughts so entangled with the warfares of this life that we don't even remember really why we're here. Have we received revelation? Have we received this great mystery of Christ in us? It was to come to the Gentiles, which is us. Aren't we Gentiles? Absolutely. Have we received this great mystery to the point that it's been received and beginning to manifest now? That you know Christ is in you. Remember, we just can't go on saying, I believe it, Brother Steve. I believe every word you're saying, my brother. That ain't going to get it. Until the Holy Ghost reveals to you this great mystery, Christ in you. It just ain't going to happen. It'll never happen the way God wants it to happen if it isn't revealed to us. There he was set forth, I guess we read that. Now we come to the conclusion, such conclusion as we have already found in the Word, as much as we believe in trying to find the oldest and best manuscripts to get the best record of the Word possible, we will never get the true meaning of it by study and comparison of the Scriptures. Sincere as we may be, it will take. Now, he's not telling us here that we won't study it. No. He's just showing us that you can study it and do all this comparison and all this thing about the Scriptures, about the Word, and still not have it. Because he says here, it will take a revelation from God to bring it out. Now, what I've spoke on these last few services is definitely one of those things. It will take a revelation from God. Because if we don't get a revelation, get a revelation from God, I'm going to tell you, friends, we will never, never understand this great mystery of Christ in us. We can agree with it, and that's fine. It has to start somewhere. We must agree with it. We must accept it. We must believe it. But until the Holy Ghost reveals it to us, it ain't going to change our actions. No. Our actions still won't declare it. No. That is exactly what Paul said, which things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, okay, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Oh. 1 Corinthians 2:15, the true revelation is God interpreting His own word by vindicating. Now, you can't have any type of a vindicating without actions coming with it. It don't happen. Anytime God vindicates something, actions go with it. Search it. It's from Genesis to Revelation. Anytime there's anything vindicated, actions come with it. The true revelation is God interpreting His own word by vindicating what is promised. Now, don't let anyone be misled by what I have said and think that I do not believe in the accuracy of the word as we now have it. I believe the Bible is accurate. Jesus completely authenticated the Old Testament when here on earth and was compiled exactly as our New Testament. Make no mistake about it, we have the infallible word of God today, and no man dares take from it or add to it. But we need the same Spirit that gave it to teach it to us. Now, he's not talking about a man teacher up here. He's talking about the Holy Ghost teacher. The same Spirit that gave it to teach us. Okay? So how's that happen? We get up here and we're reading the Word of God. And as we're reading the Word of God and expressing the Word of God to us, now it's going to take the Holy Ghost teacher to open our heart to it. Then we'll begin to really truly see and understand what this is, Christ in us. And every action declaring Him. Now if you want to try something, just go ahead and try to leave here tonight. And if it hasn't been revealed to you yet, if you're not seeing this and it's not coming alive to you, just go out here and leave tonight and try to make sure every action declares Christ. And see what happens. For one thing, you'll never remember it. Because it takes the Holy Ghost to bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever He said to you. So it ain't going to happen. I don't care how hard you try, how nice a person you might be from wonderful bloodline, very intellectual people, very smart people. It's got a real nice thinking facility. But just go ahead and try and go out. And try to make sure every action declares Jesus Christ. And we'll just give it a week and come back. We won't even wait 2 months. We'll just come back next week, next Sunday, and say, okay, did every action you have declare Jesus Christ? Did every one of them? Without having this revelation. See what happens. You know what? You'll come back in the door next Sunday and you'll say, guess what? Boy, I really boo-booed. My, I tell you, my mind got off of something that just, it wasn't even right. And my, this guy came to me on the job and I blowed up. And my wife said just the wrong word to me and I just spouted right back at her. And then we was into it. My child done this and I got so angry I had to go off in another room. Try to control myself. See if you can, you yourself personally, see if you personally can bring every action under submission to God's Word. And it'd be Jesus Christ. Without Him, it will never happen. And the Holy Ghost is trying to open our hearts to something here that we're missing. And many people in the so-called bride are missing. That's why it's not happening. And until this happens, there won't be a rapture. No. But somewhere, somebody's going to get this. It may be clear over in the Netherlands. It might be in Russia. It might be in Japan. It might be in Africa. It might be in India. I don't know. Somebody's going to get this. And it's going to express. And guess what? If it's somebody in India and we don't get it, we're just going to sit here. Thinking we got it. Thinking we're fine message believers. We moved into something that we moved away from creeds and ideas, and praise God, we're on our way to glory now, and everything's going to be okay. Still gone. Lost. As lost as can be. Because not being the people God can reveal to. I hope I'm making you think. I hope you see how serious this is for us. Because I'm telling you, if we don't have this mystery of Christ in us, there's no way His actions will be declared. And that prophet plainly declared that His actions, Christ's actions, would be declared in us. He said, he went as far as to say, every action, all actions. Every action. Declare Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about this. Yeah. Oh, and there's plenty going on and plenty of things happening that when we leave this building, it can just whoosh, wipe it away. It's gone. Brother Steve, I've got to go to work tomorrow. I'll worry about this later. It's fine. Whatever. But I hope the Holy Ghost is pecking on the inside and drawing on some heartstrings. This is what has to be. The true revelation is God interpreting His own word by vindicating what He promised. I guess we're at this going down. Oh, how we need revelation by the Spirit. We don't need a new Bible. We don't need a new translation. Though some are very good. You know, and I thought about this when I read this. I thought, you know, you got some of these ministers out there today just trying to come up with a new revelation so they can be known. You know, they got a special new revelation that the prophet didn't bring. Friends, if we just get the revelation what was brought, that's all that's needed. That's right. Oh, how we need revelation by the Spirit. We don't need a new Bible. We don't need a new translation. Though some are very good. I'm not against them. But we need for God, he says, what we need is for God, and for God wants to reveal His Word to us by His Spirit. That's what God wants. He wants to reveal His Word to us by His Spirit. May God begin by His Spirit to give us. Now watch what this revelation does. May God begin by His Spirit to give us continuous, life-giving, and prevailing revelation. What's revelation do? It's life-giving. It makes things happen. It makes it so you don't forget. It makes it so don't get pushed under the rug. It makes it so 6 months from now you don't forget about it because it's every day of your life. It's so real. It's so alive to you. May God begin by His Spirit to give us continuous life-giving and prevailing revelation. Oh, if the church could only get a fresh revelation and become by it, this revelation, the living Word manifested. We could do the greater works and glorify God our Father in heaven. Now we may wonder, why don't we see things happening today? Why don't we see people getting more healings? Why don't we see people really moving out in the Holy Ghost and doing things that the Holy Ghost would lead them to do? Again, how can that happen if His actions can't even come through us? It won't happen. But if He really moves in our lives and begins to declare every action as His, then He'll do whatever He sees fit to do through us, that it may glorify Him. It's not to glorify us. But as I've said before, not that I don't want anything for God to do through my life, see some great, wonderful thing God do, but I'm telling you, I don't know how to express this. I'll just put it this way. Do you realize of all the trash, all the atomic fodder that would move around, the power of God being made manifest again? See a miracle. To follow someone, the great things are happening. And there'll be no more genuine than anything. I hope you're spiritual enough to understand. But if that's the way God wants it to be, let it be. But look at the people in this message, friends. They swallow someone getting healed. Swallow a great thing happen. A man with his ministry, and maybe some few wonderful things happen, and they all want to move there and be there, whether he's preaching false doctrine or not. They're looking for great signs, wonders. And Jesus Himself told us, and the Word told us, that it'd be even so much it would deceive the very elect if it were possible. But when it comes to the life of the Word made manifest, they can't even control temper. They can't even quit dabbling in things of the world. And God's going to move with that? It ain't going to happen, friends. Nope. This ain't like it was in Pentecost, this last Pentecost we went through. Now we have the Word and we know. And we know now this is the most deceiving age it ever was. But for Christ to manifest through us, we should be praying, God, manifest your life through us. Regardless of what it is. I'd like to see more healings. I sure would. People accepting their healing and walking out known by faith. God has touched their bodies. God has given the desire of their heart. And I read you today, if we find this place, this Christ in us, friends, you can ask what you will and it'll be given to you. But you've got to get that point first. In Pentecost, you didn't have to have that. No. Gifts were operating. People were prophesying, speaking in tongues, and all kinds of things. But for a life to be there like God's requiring today, no. He wasn't requiring it then. But today, it's the literal life of Jesus Christ on display, bar nothing else. Then everything else will follow it. You see. But God didn't require it then. No. But He does now. He does now. And if we don't have it, we ain't going to make it. If we can't even see our bodies under subjection to the Word, and every little thing comes along, as we talked about today, just anything that comes up and pops up, we just lose it. You think God is going to be able to trust that when it's not even Him living through it? Remember, if it's Him living, it'll be under submission to Him. He'll have the preeminence, which is another dirty word to some Christians when you talk about preeminence. They don't like that word. That's too hard. That's too way out there. We can't handle that, brother. When you talk about true preeminence and being a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to push that out of the message. We don't want that today. Because I can't live my entertainments and things in life like I want to when He's got to have that kind of preeminence. When He's got to really have a prisoner like that. That can't happen, Brother Steve. But I'm trying to show you, friends, there is a reality to this. It's not something just talked about. It has to happen. We have to be this people. If we're this people that's saved, have eternal life, we have to be this people that He has the preeminence of. Yes. And if He gets that preeminence of us, we will be that people. We can ask too, because our hearts condemn us not. Ask what you will. It'll be done. God will give the desire heart. I'm telling you, friends, if you haven't experienced that, cry out to God. God will give the desire of your heart. And if that desire isn't right, of course, He isn't going to give it to you. He's not obligated to. But if that desire is right, Christ is living through you. He's bringing your body under subjection. As you receive the Word, you become the Word. And your body's coming subject to it. Through all this temptation that's going on, all these trials and tests that Brother Branham talked about in Who's This Melchizedek. You ought to read that again. Just sit down and read it. Study it. We bypassed our theophany to come down here, friends, and be tested by unbelief. Tested. Are we tested and keep failing? There's a reason for that. There's a reason we keep failing. But I'm telling you, we sit here tonight and some of us, I'm telling you, if everything ain't just right in our lives, I mean, everything ain't just, we ain't pampered just right, everything ain't just handed to us, and everything just as smooth as it possibly can, I'm telling you what, friends, when it comes to anything getting out a little out of line, we can't handle it. And it's sad. And it's more so in the women. There's men too. They can't handle. Just every little thing just ticks them off. Gets them all wound up. All nervous and uptight. Do you think that's Christ? He plainly told us, what? Fruits of the Spirit was what? Huh? Peace? Joy? Huh? Long suffering? All these different things. That's fruits of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All right. Now how can I say I'm a Christian when I don't even have the fruits of the Spirit? For the life of me, sometimes it's hard for me to believe the mind could be blocked off that bad. Although God showed us it would be. Blind, miserable, naked, wretched, and don't know it. See? But when I try to bring it right down into our own midst to try to expound it to all of us so we can all search our own lives, it just seems like we still just push it aside. God help us! See? And yet we can think we're such Christians. Such staunch believers. And we don't have the fruits of the Spirit. Sad. How can I go on, friends, and not say something about it? And you know sitting there who I'm talking to. Unless you're so blind you can't see it. But I'm trying to give you all the opportunity. The Holy Ghost is trying to give you all the opportunity. To turn to repentance. I don't care if he was baptized 200 years ago. If you need it again, get baptized again in the Spirit of God. You see? God's word does not and will never fail. But you just can't get it to people. As bad as I would want to just dip it into people's hearts, you can't do it. All you can do is tell them what the word says. That's all you can do. That's what we was talking the other day, the evidence in Future Home. I just want to read this again. The evidence of the Holy Ghost. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you can receive the Word, not some system, but have a clear understanding. And how do you know the Word is clear and understand it? What you vindicate itself. And again, you cannot have a vindication without actions with it. Impossible. Everything God ever vindicates has actions with it. Well, you say, I see this and I do that. And sometimes the way people do, well, I see so-and-so do this and I see this happen and I see this. And oh, my. Oh, yes, weeds live the same way. Yeah. Weeds. To me, friends, that ain't no more different than the language of serpents in the grass. To be called a weed? A weed? Weeds live the same way. But it's got to be the entire Word. There it is, the entire Word. And we've preached how many times on that. But it's got to be the entire Word. And what part of Him is it? The Word is promised for this day when He calls His bride. Be a part of that. You get it? Don't, He says, lose that now. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. In closing, been too much time already. Won't you sisters come up, please? In closing, this is a message, again, still in Christ's mystery God revealed, paragraph 465. I read this last Sunday, but we'll read it again. And remember, we are now, as His bride, pregnated with His Spirit. Now, the older ones know what I'm talking about, what he's talking about, I should say. Pregnated, what pregnated is. When a male and female comes together, there's conception takes place, and it's come together, and the male's sperm has come into the womb of the female and attached itself to one of the eggs in the woman's womb, and it's attached itself and become one. And now it begins to build off of that. Okay? There was a pregnation that took place. Now, if Christ has pregnated us, His Spirit has come in us. It's detached, and now it's forming. What's it going to form? Another Christ. Yes, another Christ. The church bearing children. See, pregnated by His Spirit. With His name, bearing His name, bearing His life. You see? Bearing His life. Because we're pregnated by His Spirit. Okay? Bringing forth the signs of His life. Bringing forth the signs of His life. Yeah. Evident. It's so evident. So plainly seen. It's so evident. Okay? With the preeminences. Christ has the control. So evident that Christ has the control. That's where the matches is going to come from. Because He has the control. He has the preeminence. Okay. Evidence of His resurrection. Showing that He is not dead, but alive forevermore. This is eternal life. Wow. And vindicated, or He says, vindicates to the world that we are alive in Him. It vindicates to the world that we're alive in Him. How's that going to happen? They're going to see His actions. Actions of Christ come through this tabernacle of flesh. Friends, I'm trusting the Holy Ghost will begin to just let this pulsate through your heart, through your minds, through your life, and take you over. Think about these things, friends. I know you can't think about it yourself. I know you can't remember it in your own self. But at least try to until the Holy Ghost comes and brings it to you. That everything you're getting ready to do and everything you step out there in life and handle, maybe try to handle on your own when there's only one that can handle it right, and that's Christ. Friends, we should be able to lean upon Him. For it's His life in us as it was God's life in Christ. Help us now, Lord Jesus. Help us to see these things. Make them more real to us. I didn't get through it all, but I know, saints, you probably think maybe I'm picking on you. I don't know. Sometimes I feel so bad about having to do this. Honestly, I've hit these times in my ministry before. Sometimes you just feel like just quit. Just forget it. You know? But I know it ain't what God wants. But sometimes you just feel that way. It's one of the battles you have when you're facing this and seeing things. And you know for a fact you're not penetrating like you need to. As I said, I guess maybe sometimes that's why He's saying, what's the use? What's the use? But maybe if we can just get one out of here, worth it all. Just one. And maybe that's all I'm supposed to help on this in this life. Just one. I don't know. I'd like to help you all, but I don't know if it's possible. I've preached for now almost 40 years, friends. And I've always tried to stay with the truth. And a lot of my messages has not been very comfortable to set through. But how can I just let sin go by and not say anything about it. You know? One thing about it, I hope I don't have to stand before the Lord and have to say, I didn't try. I tried, Lord. I tried with all that was in me. I don't know what else to do. And I realized, too, I couldn't preach like this in a lot of places. They'd throw me out in a heartbeat. They'd have nothing to do with this, friends. But maybe you're a special people. We are a special people that God's getting ready for a rapture. I hope we all are getting ready for a rapture. Every one of us. Every one of us. So as I've said before, and you probably get tired of hearing it, but if you ain't got nobody to pray for, you pray for me. Because I need it. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting that point. I just need to get a break and get away from things. Just take it easy. Because sometimes it really works on you. Let us all stand. Amen. I guess I've cried on your shoulders long enough. Amen. But I need him every second of my life. I'll tell you, a man that would come along or some young boy come along and say, I want to do this and I want to jump in there and do this, that and other. Boy, he don't know what he's facing. Not if you're going to stay true. He has no clue what you're really facing. But, are you going to pray for me? Please do that, will you? Honestly, I need him. So many times I just feel like giving up. Not giving up serving him. But just never say a word again. Never. You think, is it worth it? God help me. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, forgive me, Lord. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is ready, truly ready, Lord. But help me, Lord, to, I guess, help me understand more, Lord. I know, Lord, these people don't understand. Sometimes I don't. Lord, it's not my nature to constantly be hammering, chiseling. I want to be kind to people. Bless these people, Lord. They've put up a lot with me. Just forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry. Just give me strength, Lord, to go on. Give each one of these people strength to go on, Lord. They've got their tests and trials too. They got their things in life and rocky roads they go through and maybe some mountains they got to climb. And Lord, I do too. And Lord, just help us all together. Help us one day, Lord, be able to walk on the streets of gold. I hope, Lord, I'll be able to see every one of them here. Over there. It'll be worth it all, Lord. I'm sure it will. So just go with us now again, Lord. Forgive me if I've sounded like a complaint. I'm sorry, Lord. Just go with us now and keep us safe and bring us back the next point in time. Lord, just help each one of us. Help us all to understand each other and understand what each one goes through. Lord, we see one down. Lord, in the valley, help, may each one of us help each one of us to get out of that valley and carry each other, Lord. Just be brothers and sisters in Christ together. Thank you again, Lord, for your mercy. I love you, Lord. Love your people. Sometimes it don't sound like it, but I do. I love them with all my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I love you now. Bless us in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Just singing a little chorus where we go, since they're already up here at the instruments. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Come to thee. May God bless you. You're dismissed.